president of the University of Tennessee, made a dire statement last month. Joe DiPietro said Tennessee's public universities have a business model that's broken. He pointed to low funding from the state and rising tuition costs. WPLN's Emily Siner sat down with him to discuss what this means for students.
In his first 4 years as UT president, Joe DiPietro says he learned he cannot count on the state to give the university funding he thinks it deserves.
I'd come to Nashville and I would tell the legislature and all the elected officials all the great things we accomplished at the University of Tennessee. And they'd say, attaboy, but, you know, we have other issues that are a higher priority. And so that meant we have to figure out how to fix it ourselves.
If the university doesn't adjust its budget, DiPietro says, it'll have a funding gap of millions of dollars a year.
One alternative would be to say, look, we got to raise tuition. I'm sorry. And I'm worried about it continuing to be possibly if we keep spiraling up on tuition at 8, 10, 12%, an access issue for middle-class, working-class families.
Tuition at UT Knoxville has already doubled since 2006, and DiPietro says he's committed to not raising tuition more than 4% a year. So that means he has to find other ways to raise revenue or cut costs.
We're going to look at every line of our budget and work through it.
If I were a student at UT, what kinds of things might change in the next few years? Like, would I see bigger classes, more out-of-state students?
To be truthful with you, you might see all of those. Some people may not like what we do. If we end up taking more out-of-state students and a few Tennesseans don't get into one of our places, there could be some fallout from that.
Other possibilities. The university might start charging students for activities that are currently free. It's looking into merging programs across campuses. It'll be more aggressive with fundraising. Again, here's DiPietro.
I have no silver bullet, and we could fall on our face. But the reality is, if we don't do anything, we know that when I finish up in 4, 5, or 6 years, that the university will be worse off as opposed to better.
DiPietro's next step is to present recommendations to the UT board at the end of February. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.